for 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Sharina Wad. 33 million Californians are under a stay-at-home order. But some cities and counties are trying to forge their own path, resulting in a patchwork of restrictions across the state. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon reports.
Sheriffs in Los Angeles, Sacramento, and Orange counties have said they're not going to punish businesses that don't comply with restrictions. The city of Manhattan Beach is getting around a ban on outdoor dining by classifying patios as public spaces. And while five Bay Area counties voluntarily implemented a stay-at-home order, San Mateo County didn't join. Their health officer says he wants more evidence transmission happens at certain businesses. It shows just how frayed the pandemic response has become in California, which was seen as a national leader early on. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
Los Angeles County deputies arrested nearly 160 people who were attending an illegal house party in Palmdale, California. Many of the partygoers were not wearing masks and could ultimately be part of a coronavirus superspreader event amid surging cases statewide. The sheriff's raid was announced Tuesday and resulted in the arrests of 158 people between 16 and 22 years old. It was not immediately clear what charges they face, though authorities found six weapons at the home and were able to rescue a human trafficking victim. The party had been advertised on Instagram as Project Wet and Wild. Every partygoer faces misdemeanor offenses of trespassing and violating the pandemic health order. Bank of America says it's likely California has paid at least $2 billion in fraudulent unemployment benefits. Bank of America contracts with the state to distribute unemployment benefits to people on debit cards. In September, the state asked Bank of America to freeze 345,000 accounts because of suspected fraud. In a letter to state lawmakers on Monday, Bank of America said its assessment of those accounts revealed about $2 billion in fraudulent activity. The bank also identified 295,000 suspicious accounts it says the state should investigate. California has paid $110 billion in benefits since the start of the pandemic. COVID-19 ICU cases in California have jumped nearly 70% in the last 2 weeks. Two of the five new designated regions in the state have ICU capacity below 15%. That's the trigger point for a new modified stay-at-home order. But there's controversy over the restrictions, which allow some non-essential retail, but limit restaurants to takeout and delivery. Monday, Health and Human Services Secretary Dr. Mark Galli avoided answering two separate questions about whether the state has data to show outdoor dining is contributing to the recent surge. Instead, he would only say,
"So the decision to include, among other sectors, outdoor dining and limiting that, turning to restaurants to deliver and provide takeout options instead, really has to do with the goal of trying to keep people at home."
The demand for hard data includes a request by a Los Angeles County Superior Court judge. The judge has ordered the county's health department to back up its own separate ban on outdoor dining, which preceded the state's restrictions. The average U.S. price of regular-grade gasoline rose 4 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks to $2.22. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg of the Lundberg Survey said Sunday that a rise in crude oil prices spurred the increase. She says demand for gasoline remains low in the United States due to the coronavirus pandemic. The price at the pump is 43 cents less than it was a year ago. The highest average price in the nation is $3.35 a gallon in the San Francisco Bay Area. The lowest average is $1.75 in Houston. The average price of diesel rose 3 cents over the past 2 weeks to $2.52. Sharina Wad, KVCR News.